Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Brian Clark. Israeli military says it intercepted 99% of the missiles and drones that Iran launched on Saturday in its first ever direct attack on Israel. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says
Israel demonstrated a superior military capability to what the Iranians threw up against them. And that, of course, as we've said many, many times, we don't want to see the situation escalate further. We're not looking for a war with Iran.
And Iran's foreign minister said on social media the regime has no desire to continue attacks. As for what could happen next, retired General Douglas Lute, an ABC News contributor, says
Iran directly hitting Israel has, to some extent, already broadened the conflict. It doesn't mean, however, that this escalatory ladder has to continue. So I think the next step is over to Israel to see what's next.
This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is having a green energy construction boom. As Mike Moan reports, that's good news for Wisconsin's unionized construction workers.
Four major utilities operating in Wisconsin recently announced a pledge to hire union workers for clean energy development tied to federal incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Kent Miller of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council says it paves the way for a smoother transition to more wind, solar, and similar projects.
With the commitment from the utilities to make sure that the wages and benefits are the same standard as legacy energy, it allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions in wages and benefits.
In earlier phases of renewable energy construction, Miller says some project leaders focused on bringing in out-of-state non-union contractors. Now that Wisconsin labor organizations have a seat at the table, Miller says the next challenge is getting more advance notice before a project breaks ground so they can ramp up recruiting well ahead of time. For example, Miller says a utility-scale solar development requires a lot of labor, and they want as many people as possible to know about potential openings. He says that includes apprenticeships.
Somebody could start their apprenticeship career, complete their apprenticeship, and become a journey worker through the duration of a utility-scale solar project.
He points to the Paris Solar Farm project in Kenosha County, which at its peak had nearly 150 laborers. Of the apprentices, 70% were women or people of color. Analysts say the hiring pledge and associated projects could lead to nearly 19,000 construction jobs that come with prevailing wages. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. It happened this week. The Packers tailgate tour with six players visiting schools, social agencies, senior citizens, and presenting checks to donate to their programs. I spoke to Mark Murphy.
Our overall community impact this past year was over $12 million. It's a high priority for us is giving back.
You're being humble, but I know that you really light up some faces of fans, people who kind of maybe feel a little forgotten about, and they actually get to see you and your guys in person. I mean, it's tremendous.
Yeah, well, I think they really love seeing the players. I'm like an old man. Who's this guy? But, yeah, no, it's, yeah, this is our 18th tailgate tour. I think I've been on 16 now. It's really fun, especially at the stops at the schools, you know, to see the excitement. And usually it's a surprise. So when they see the players walk in, it's pretty exciting. And to see the interaction between them, it's a lot of fun.
Right. That's Packers president Mark Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up Monday on Matt Nair on Air, three headlines and a lie, and it's tax day. I hope you'll join us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and lower 70s today with light northwest winds. Clear skies tonight, lower 40s. Winds will be on the light side. On Monday, partly cloudy skies close to the 70-degree mark and just a couple of showers developing. Currently 56 degrees.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's the music of the stars, the colors of the world. What a beautiful world. Sammy Kay.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I'd need a queen. Who told me so? Dilly dilly, who told me so? Told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in the pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. King, dilly dilly, and you'll be my queen. Of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly dilly, dilly.
I thought you were. Lady Lavender in the Indigo House by the Purple Wood. Cobwebbed by spiders and magic magenta. Lavender, keeper of dark corners and black blue blood. Lady of the soft edges. Tell us all, or tell me, where day goes with night, and what they do there, and what it means. The questions fall on your lavender lap, and your answer is a lavender laugh in a lavender cry near a lavender what? By a lavender. Why?
Dinah Shore.
A dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, I'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then you'll be king, dilly dilly. Your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, I'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green.
Tonight, I'm glad that I found a place to park, because right now I'd like to sing for you a very wonderful oldie entitled Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Near a bar, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does sting.
ABC.
Here's Frank Sinatra.
Thank you. Hi there, neighbors, and here we go with your hit parade. And off we go with song number six. Take it.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried. But there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies.
Much closer than that. Take a real close look. You begin to see why. There's much more to white, much more than can ever meet the eye. Like, look over there. There. You see that white? Sure looks for sure like the white that's called pure, but it isn't. Not at all. That's an off-white white. Sorry. Just doesn't quite measure up. Falls short. Absolutely pure, pure white is just a dream of a dream. Even now, if you close your eyes tight and let your brain go to where it's whiter than snow, you'll see, you'll know. The whitest white that white can be white, as imagined by you, imagined by me, as the purest of pure, pure white, is just a little bit off, just a little bit off white. Off white white. Evening appears.
sigh. But there's no regretting, in spite of my tears.
Dick's brother Bob used to write some great stuff, and he wrote something for Abbott and Costello in Hollywood. When summer rolls around, I'll have some stuff out of that great picture. And by the way, Lou Costello's daughter is on Find a Grave. And by the way, there's also a great Facebook page. I happen to join it. A lot of great stuff about Lou, the kid from Patterson. Music of the Stars. I want to get on to some Oscar winners and losers before the Music of the Stars is done for this day. This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. 7 till high noon every Sunday. At civicmedia.us. Color Ecru. Did I pronounce that right? It sounds like a joke, doesn't it? Or almost like a Warner Brothers cartoon character, Ecru. Where do they come up with these names? It's something like beige, looking for songs about colors. It's kind of a neutral, relaxing color. It's got some gray, green, and yellow notes. It's a neutral color, unoffensive. If you're repainting an apartment for a new tenant, Ecru, calming. And look, I can't find anything on
Ecru.
Is
Ecru. A critic.
Ecru, I see.
Loves to see the show. Just doesn't know when to say yes and when to say no. But that's because of beige. You see, beige has taught Ecru a funny point of view. The true is like false, and false is like true. Who can expect to get anything straight? Like an answer, I mean. From an ecru that thinks, or thinks that it thinks by the thought it was taught, that love is the same as hate, that shouldn't's the same as should, that dumb is the same as smart, that bad is the same as good. A kind of critical confusion in critic could have complications almost arithmetic. Those of us, are there any? Too many. Who have to know exactly what to do, what to see, what to say, what to think. We'll have to wait until Ekru is ready with his double talking trait to make steady unsteady, calling crooked straight. But what the heck, you know Ekru. Just a freeloading critic who loves to see the show. Just doesn't know when to say yes or when to say no.
Seminestical. Lionel Bard wrote this for Oliver. See, there's a color, olive. Thank you. flugelhorn. Sammy Nestigo. And the Broadway show and the musical is Oliver.
Oliver, Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more. Oliver, Oliver, won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a dark, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down.
And bring him up, cockroaches, serve me the banister.
Oliver,
Oliver,
what will he do when he's turned black and blue? He will rule the day, somebody name him Oliver. Oliver,
Oliver,
never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver,
Oliver, won't trust the law when he knows what's in store. There's a long, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down. And feed him from cockroaches served in the canister. Oliver,
Oliver,
what heavens pray will the governor say?
They will lay the blame on the one who named him Oliver.
Harry Secombe from Oliver.
Olive, poor thing, sits and thinks that it's drab. Sure does. Sits and sits and sits and sits and thinks about its olive drab drab. Doesn't know that it is about to be named color of the year by those with a nose for the new, by the passionate few. Yeah. Olive is definitely in. Everything that can possibly mean anything, anywhere, at least for a year, has got to be Olive. Did you hear that, Olive? Did you? Know what it means? Oh, Olive. There'll be Olive cars and Olive trucks and Olive chickens and Olive ducks and Olive socks and Olive garters and Olive brakes and Olive starters. Olive sorry, Olive please, Olive whatnots and Olive trees. Olive trees. What a quaint notion. Olive trees.
Unpredictable. It's open house tonight. Would you welcome Shelley Winters?
September 26, 75.
I was in the makeup room. Yeah, I was in the makeup chair, They put you back like this. And suddenly I got this big kiss. It was Freddie Prinze. I wonder what I could do. If only he was younger. I mean, if I was younger. What could I do?
Wouldn't you go out with a... Freddie is how old? 23? 22? Would you go out with a 22-year-old?
If he was fella? Twins... 23, 23, 46. Oh, no, it didn't work. Well, anyway.
You wouldn't go out with that fellow that young?
Well, I wouldn't go out with him. Mm-hmm. Now, look, if a man, say...
Right.
Your age, our age, well...
What's that supposed to mean?
Just a minute.
I don't mind telling my age.
I do, so shut up.
I guess we're about the same age, huh?
Maybe I'm a year or two younger.
Okay.
You were under contract at RKO, weren't you?
Come on, I was never under contract at RKO.
We used to hang around RKO. Right after the Second World War.
I understand you helped them build it.
Shelley Winters. Say, Shelley had a musical job in a picture which was a flop and a Broadway show honoring the Marx Brothers. It was called Minnie's Boys, and she played Minnie's Mama. Here's Shelley Winters.
That's true, not it.
except their mother.
What kind of sons have I raised? I'll tell you how important I think this opportunity is for you boys. I'll cut off my beautiful hair and I'll sell it for a wig.
Mama, that is a wig.
All right. You want to go back to New York and be bums? Go back and be bums. You want to stay and be stars? Stay and be stars. Only I want to make one thing absolutely clear. You don't have to do it for me. Don't do it for me. After all, who am I to run your life? You don't have to do it for me. Feel perfectly free. God forbid I should try to run your life. So do what you wanna do. Look, am I stopping you? You don't owe me. Wanna quit and go back? I'll help you to pack. I'm not saying a word. It's up to you. There's nobody making you stay. I said all I'll say. Go and run with the herd. I won't say boo. If you wanna putter around in the gutter, well, there's the gutter. Hendricks, you don't have to do it for me. Don't do it for me. Why should you make me proud? No reason why. I'm not like some others you see. A Simon Legree. But a mother's allowed at least to try. So go throw your life away. It's not for me to say. Poor house, more house. Look at your house. Four boys who could be stars. Drive fancy motor cars. Eat where the help is nice. Not have to ask a price. Life would be paradise. Your dreams come true. So please, for my sake, do it for you.
Shelley Winters, the original Broadway cast recording of Minnie's Boys, the Marx Brothers' mom, Minnie Marx, and here's Rob Dorn. I worked with Rob at the Green Mill from Minnie's Boys. Larry Grossman wrote this.
What do you give to the lady who has given all her life and love to you? What do you give to the reason you are living? I could window shop the world before I'm through. Mama, a rainbow. Mama, a sunrise. Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough. No, not good enough, not for Mama. Mama, a palace, diamonds like doorknobs, mountains of gold to spare. That's not rich enough, no, not rich enough. That's not long enough. No, not long enough.
Sammy Nestico.
Thank you.
chance to go. Tom Rainier on piano, Warren Looning on trumpet that time around. The tune, This Is the Moment, Sammy Nestigal wrote that. And Dan Higgins is on trumpet as well as alto sax, Dan Higgins, the music of the stars. I played something from Minnie's Boys earlier, Shelley Winters. I wanted to do another tune from that huge Broadway flop. Nobody went to see it. I mean, you would think. So it's been forgotten today, but not quite, not here in the music of the stars. These are the Marx Brothers or the characters portraying them. This is from Minnie's Boys and a tune for Minnie's Boys. Where was I when they passed out luck?
Where was I when they passed out brains? Right at the head of the line. Where was I when they passed out talent? Right up front, dead mine. But when it came to mine, where they handed out the luck, where was your smart, clever friend?
What a flop. Why? The creators constantly tried to change the score. They fired the choreographer. They're going to fire Shelley Winters as Minnie Marx. There is a song that made it. That's the one you just heard. Mama, a Rainbow. Steve Lawrence recorded that. And Jim Nabors shortly after. That's a song for Harpo. Groucho got a credit as the show's advisor. What a shame. Nobody went to see it. Here's some Racine talent, Jill Jensen. This is the music of the stars, and thanks for being here. So much talent in this area. Jack Grassel on guitar.
It seems times we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again, and so it seems that we have met before and laughed before. Seems like
Stand by now, the CBS News. Pacific Media, Radio Network, Music of the Stars.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And